26.9. Thank you. Thank you very much. I would like to thank both states and representatives of non-governmental organizations for their statements, as well as to thank all other stakeholders who have intervened. I would, in my turn, like to thank states for their active participation throughout the 10th session, which we were able to efficiently and effectively continue the process of the read-through of the updated version of a draft legally binding international treaty on transnational corporations and other business enterprises with respect to human rights. I would like particularly to highlight the active and constructive participation of all states and other key non-state stakeholders, which has allowed us to achieve our target of engaging of in-depth reading with comments and textual proposals covering Articles 4 to 11 of the updated draft of the treaty. As chair, and I hope that this is a view shared by all those who participated in this session and all those who have been following our work via the United Nations webcast, the positive developments throughout this session is a fresh demonstration of the recognition and acknowledgement that 10 years after the adoption of Resolution 26/9, we need to put our shoulders to the plow to make genuine headway in negotiations on the future instrument and plugging a gap in international human rights law. As the High Commissioner for Human Rights of the United Nations said at the opening of this session, in addition to recent national and regional developments in the area of due diligence, the adoption of a legally binding instrument would guarantee that no government or transnational corporation or business would suffer any disadvantage if they acted correctly. And it would also guarantee access and to justice and to reparation and remedy for victims of human rights abuses related to business and transnational activities wherever same occurred. So a win-win. I would like to once again underscore that the implementation of Human Rights Council Resolution 56116 is something that should be seen as a positive and that holds a great deal of opportunities for us going forward. It was on that basis that I drafted the roadmap for 2025 and the updated methodology, a methodology that was updated after listening very closely yesterday afternoon to the working group, as well as listening very closely to all that was said during the informal consultations this morning. It is my hope that they will serve as a starting point for us to get down to work quickly in 2025 and to begin that work as soon as possible, as soon as we have the necessary resources allocated.
In that respect, I'd like to take this opportunity to urge broad participation of states and other relevant non-state actors during thematic intersessional consultations so that the outcomes thereof can help in pursuing negotiations at the following regular session of this working group, which will take place from 2020 to 24th of October 2025. I'm also grateful to the legal experts for the valuable contributions which are at the disposal of states and other participants in this working group. I'd also like to thank Natalie and Benjamin for their ongoing support and the rest of the Secretariat in their help in organizing and in this session. I want to thank the interpreters for their presence during this session, and I want to thank my chair's team. And this brings us to the end of the 10th session of the Intergovernmental Working Open-Ended Intergovernmental Working Group on Transnational Corporations and Other Business Enterprises with respect to human rights. I wish you Godspeed in your journeys home for those who were able to attend the meetings in Geneva. And I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and happy festive season. Thank you to all of you, and the meeting is adjourned.